Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the ICIS Chemical Business Podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we are taking a look at the issue for the week of November 21st, 2011, with a cover story on green plastics and the expansion of bioplastics. Bioplastics are no longer a curiosity, but a proven commodity. Multinational brand owners such as Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Nestle, Ford, Toyota, Mazda, Procter & Gamble, and AT&T already use bioplastics in their products or packaging. With supply chains building out and governments worldwide instituting policies to encourage their use, more firms in the consumer product sector are expected to adopt them. The immediate benefit to these companies is a continuous improvement in their sustainability profiles, notes one producer. Then, our special feature on green chemistry continues with a report looking at the return of natural rubber. Synthetic rubber producers have turned to renewable chemistry to make up for the isoprene deficit beginning to surface in North American cracker streams. In September, the U.S.-based Amyris entered into an agreement with French tire major Michelin to develop and market renewable isoprene. In addition to the special features in ICIS Chemical Business looking at green chemistry, the latest issue has an exclusive interview with Latin American PVC producer Mexichem about its ambitious feedstock plans. Meanwhile, in the latest issue's regularly scheduled columns, we look at oversupply in the aromatics market. Resumption of supply from a major Asian manufacturer means aromatics values will likely be forced lower. Then, new benzene capacity in India means that nation will be increasing exports. Additionally, polypropylene prices look to be falling on cheaper feedstocks. Some buyers expect polypropylene to fall again in December, but with crude oil and naphtha prices attempting a rally, there is no widespread expectation that prices will crash. Cracker output, meanwhile, has been cut back and is estimated at 70 to 80% of capacity. Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Then the magazine goes up, up, and away as it takes a look at aviation fuel. The aviation industry is aiming to use more alternative fuels for planes. Leading international airlines are ready to use advanced biofuel in commercial flights, and jet fuel producers are preparing for the challenge. Then it looks like Asian naphtha prices are poised for gains on rising crude. While oil prices buoy the petrochemical feedstock, the price increases are expected to be limited. All this and so much more is waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business, your premier guide to all the news worth knowing in the petrochemical sector. Pick up your copy today. Thank you for listening, and to all our readers and listeners from the U.S., have a happy Thanksgiving.